took four calls yesterday.
Did you sit in the time? I thought you had.
Okay. Put him by Chance.
Okay.
They have a
okay.
There is President Mayor. So who are we going to put him in
front
of?
Okay, but well, I want somebody by Ryan.
I thought you were going to put him in front.
Yeah, Rano said those that are coming for Shabbos and don't have a place yet, please see me at the Mincha. Okay, Rano said, Parshas Lech Lecha is the beginning of Avraham Avinu going to Eretz Yisrael. And I'd like to discuss this significance of this Parsha and how it impacts the love that the Jewish people have throughout the generations for Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says, "Vayomer Adonai el Avram, Lech lecha me'artzicha me'lodcha me'savicha la'aretz asher arecha." Hashem says to go to this certain land. He doesn't tell him what it is. Ve'escha l'goy gadol, v'avarecha v'agon l'shemecha ve'ebrocha. And as Rashi, the famous Rashi, points out on the second page, asher arecha lo gilo la'aretz miyad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him, he said go to a certain land, and he didn't tell him which land. Aretz Asher Areka. Kidei Lechavavo Be'enof. So it should have an extra chavivus. And the Maral in the Gur Aryeh on page 3 just expounds a little bit. Whereas anything that you don't get right away, it takes time, you're yearning for it, you're looking forward for it, you didn't get it right away easy on a silver platter. There was a time that you were grappling and you were wondering what it's going to be, when it's going to be, how it's going to be. You didn't get it right away on a silver platter. That gives chavivus to when ultimately you get it. That gives you a certain chavivus to it. But so when you get it right away and just giving it a silver platter, you don't really appreciate it. That's the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Golvin Zatzal used to say, that if you don't prepare the Mar Makomas for the Shir, for his Shir, for every Shir, so then he says, what's the point of the Shir? He says, the Magid Shir makes you problems, and he gives you Terutzim. But you didn't have the problems without him, so who needs him? But if you learned the Sugya, and you went through the Makoros, and you see what the difficulties are, and then you lived with the difficulties, and you were wondering and thinking, and you, you know, Mitzar over it, and then you finally get a solution, then you feel very good. Then you, the same thing over here, that Avraham Avinu is told about this mystical land, this unknown entity, and he's wondering, what is it? Where is it? Who is it? And then ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him. That's what Kedei L'chavav Be'enov. That's going to give him the Chavivus. Whenever you mitzvah achar mitzvah, it's going to last and create this chavivus. And perhaps, as some point out, this could be the reason, as we're going to see soon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the initial encounter that Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu, who ultimately is going to be the father of all Jews in the future, his initial encounter to Eretz Yisrael should be that encounter of excitement and wonderment and, you know, something special, something chaviv alav, and that will ultimately become the attitude that the Jewish people will always have throughout the generations to Eretz Yisrael. This chavivus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted the chavivus meikara, because this is going to be this is what the attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Klal Yisrael should have towards Eretz Yisrael. This excitement, this chavivus that people have when they're going to Eretz Yisrael, and that had to be put in motion in the initial encounter, where the initial encounter of Avraham Avinu to Eretz Yisrael. The famous word from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Ruach Chaim on page 4, which we could expound on based on what we just said now. We know the Rav Chaim Volozhiner contrasts the two Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. It says, Asara Doros me Adam ad Noach. Right, there are 10 generations from Adam to Noach. And then the Mishnah continues on. And then in Mishnah Gimel, it says, Asar nisyonus nisnasa Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu passed the 10 nisyonus. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner and the Ruach Chaim asks, how come in Mishnah Gimel he's called Avraham Avinu? And how come in Mishnah Beis he's just called Avraham? How come it didn't say Asar Doros me'odah? How come it didn't talk about the Asar Doros Mishnah Beis me'noach ad Avraham? It says that the 10 generations from Noach in Mishnah Beis ad Avraham. Mishnah Gimel, it says, Asar Nisyonus Nisasa Avraham Avinu. Why didn't it call Avraham Avinu in Mishnah Beis, only in Mishnah Gimel? So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, at the bottom, Kan Omer Avraham Avinu, Le'el Omer Minoach ad Avraham, Le'omer Avinu. Here it says, Abim HaShakosu B'shalech B'tumo Tzadik Asheri Bonav Acharav. In other words, he's saying, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that all the Asaras Nisyonas that Avraham Avinu had to toil to pass the Nisayon now became natural for his descendants. Since Avraham Avinu toiled, it became the natural genes of the Jewish people. So all these inyanim. So now he continues and explains. K'moshe nira b'chush, sherabi me'am arts me'ayudim mostu masasma v'kiddush Hashem. You see that many people who are not so learned, but when it comes to mikadei shein shamayim, in a situation like that, even simple Jews will do it. U'mutba bonu me'avinu Avram shemosu nafsho lor kastim. That we know that Avram Avinu was mosu defish by or kastim. So that now became the spiritual genes of the Jewish people, that even if you're not on such a high madrega, you'll naturally do it. And similarly, all the Asar Nisyonas that Avraham Avinu passed now became a natural gene to the Jewish people. And similarly, that the tshuka that we have to Eretz Yisrael comes from Avraham Avinu's passing of this Nisoyon. So hence, in Mishnah Beis, when you're just talking about the genealogy, when Avraham lived and when Noach lived, so then it could speak about Avraham as a person. But in Mishnah Gimel, it's talking about the fact that Avraham passed the Nisyonos, and the significance was not only that he passed the Nisyonos, but hence these became the spiritual genes of the Jewish people, and that is b'tor Avraham Avinu. Because whatever he the Nisayon that he passed became the spiritual genes of the Jewish people, and that's why he's called Avraham Avinu in Mishnah Gimel. That's the famous word of the Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So I thought to put together what we said before, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have this idea of Avraham Avinu, of this excitement to Eretz Yisrael, also Nichlal, and this idea that it became the spiritual genes of the Jewish people, also comes not only from this mysterious nefesh, but from the special chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him what it was, to keep it as a surprise. That element of surprise and excitement still remains with the Jewish people ad hayom hazeh. And I thought perhaps that the idea could be explained also based on the Gemara in Brachas, on page 5, on Daf Hayim and Aleph, Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer Shalosh Matonos Tovos Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people 3 Matonos, V'kulam Lo Nosanam Ela Al Yidei Yisurim. And all the Matonos, you have to have Yisurim to get the Matonos. Eilein Torah, Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Haba. And then he quotes the Pesukim. So I thought the idea is like this, that since Eretz Yisrael is something that's going to come bad with Yisurim, if we wouldn't have the Chavivus that we have for Eretz Yisrael, what would we say? We'd say, Mali Latsarazu. It's so much Yisurim. So if I don't have that Chavivus and that excitement, then I'm never going to overcome the Yisurim. But if you have a Chavivus and excitement for it, like the Jewish people do have, so look at all the Yisurim that the Jewish people have had throughout the generations and our generation to protect and to keep Eretz Yisrael, that it will only happen only because we have that Chavivus. And if Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have implanted that Chavivus, there's a good chance that the Jewish people could have said, you know, Mali Litzarazu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted it, not telling us where it was, to implant that Chavivus in the beginning. There is a very interesting word that the Arve Nachal wrote a classic sefer in Chumash. The Arve Nachal is the Levushei Srad. The Levushei Srad is the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, right on the side, the Levushei Srad. So he wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and he also wrote a famous sefer on Chumash. So he says the following, relating Eretz Yisrael. Look at the pasuk on page 6 in Yoshua. It says, "Vayal misham el Yoshvei Dvir, v'shem Dvir lefamim Kiryas Sefer." So there was this place in Eretz Yisrael, Kiryas Sefer. "Vayomer Kalev, asher yakeh es Kiryas Sefer ulekada." Whoever conquers this city of Kiryas Sefer, "V'nasati lo es achsa biti leisha." I'm going to give my daughter Achsa as a husband, as a wife to this man, whoever conquers this city. So the pasuk says, "Vayilketa Osniel ben Knaz, achi kolei vayiten lo as Achsa vito lisha." So Osniel ben Knaz was the one who conquered the city of Kiryas Sefer, and therefore he merited to get Achsa as his wife. So says the pasuk. So the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Temura, on page 7, says the following. Nasnisa Tana, Elef u'shvameos kalim v'chamorim gzer shavos v'tuge sofrim nishtachru b'imei avelo shal Moshe. There were 1,700 various halachas that were forgotten during the time of Avelos of Moshe Rabbeinu. So all these halachas were all forgotten. Amar Rabbi Avo, afal pikei nechziron Osniel ben Knaz mitoch pilpulam. But Osniel ben Knaz, with his pilpul, was able to restore these halachas that were forgotten during the Shiva period of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now how do we know this? Where does it say that Osniel ben Knaz restored these halachas? Shenemar vayilkeda Osniel ben Knaz achi kalev vayitein lo as achsa bito leisha. So says Rashi, vayilkeda Osniel lekriya sefer my kriya sefer halachas. So the Gemara dashens that kriya sefer, you thought kriya sefer meant a physical city, kriya sefer. So the Gemara dashens kriya sefer to mean the halachas. Vayilkedos kriya sefer means that he conquered. Kriya sefer means he conquered the halachas. He restored all the halachas that were forgotten during the Shiva period of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, what is it? What did he do? Did he conquer the city, or did he give a pilpul shear? Which one was it? I mean, the pasuk trat, we saw the pasuk means that he conquered the city. And here the Gemara's dashening, vayilkada, means that what? That he conquered the halachas back. And Kiryas Sefer is referring to the Sefer, the Halacha. So what is it? So the Arve Nachal, and this is a couple of places in the Arve Nachal that he says this word. Look on the, we're not going to read the whole thing. Look on the third column, the top of the third column. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we know that Istakel Baraisa Bara Alma, that the Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. And Eretz Yisrael and the Torah have a deep connection. And Chol Chelek Mimeno, every Chelek in Eretz Yisrael has a Chiyus from a part of the Torah. Chiyusu Mechelek HaTorah Miyisyaches Eleha. The reason that Klal Yisrael was able to conquer Eretz Yisrael is because since they mastered that area of Halacha, and every area of Halacha has some parallel to a place in Eretz Yisrael, then they were able to conquer the physical land as well. And that's the idea of Kiryas Sefer. That till they got those halachas back, they weren't able to conquer Kiryas Sefer. So it's Haba Hatalia, that Osniel ben Knaz conquered the land, but he conquered the land through being able to retrieve those halachas, and those halachas were parallel to that place in Eretz Yisrael, because the whole Torah is parallel to Eretz Yisrael, and every halacha has its parallel place in Eretz Yisrael. So conquering the halachas, mastering that area of halacha, gives you the ability of conquering the land, because Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are chadu. Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are chadu. And that's why we said Eretz Yisrael and the Torah are two of the three things that are nikne b'yisurim and things that we have chavivas for. Because these two things are they're connected together. They're connected together, and they come with Yisurim, and the only way we're going to succeed in these Yisurim is if we have that Chavivus. The only way you're going to enjoy learning is if you really have a geshmak out of learning. Because if you're not going to enjoy it, you're going to give it up. You're not going to... That's why when I was in Boston in the summers, I was zocheh to meet Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, who was a ben bayis by Rav Baruch Baer. And he said that Rabbi Meir always wanted the guys to learn more ba'amkus, because he felt if they learn with amkus and havana, they'll really enjoy it, and then ultimately the learning will stay with them for a long time, and they'll get excited about it, v'chule. But if they don't learn with such havana, they probably will not going to enjoy it so much, and ultimately they'll just give it up. And that's this idea that Eretz Yisrael and Torah have to have that chavivus, and Eretz Yisrael and Torah are together. They're parallel together. Every chelik in Eretz Yisrael is a chelik in Torah. And when they conquered that chelik in Torah, they were able to conquer that chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But only if you have that chavivus, and that chavivus was implanted in Meikara, that Avram Avinu was told about a land. He wasn't told about Eretz Yisrael because he needed to get that excitement imbued in him. And as the Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, once it was imbued in Avram Avinu, it's going to be much easier for the future generations as well. And yet there's one more part to this equation. The Torah, Eretz Yisrael. And what's the third part of the equation? So we're not going to talk about Olam Haba now, but Torah and Eretz Yisrael, and the third part of the equation, as in this week's Parsha, is what? Bris Milah. Bris Milah. And the Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Brachas of Mamtes Amar Aleph, page 9, V'chol she'en omer bris v'torah v'birkas ha'aretz u'malchus beis David b'bonei Yerushalayim lo yotze yidei chavosah. That if you don't say bris v'torah al brischa she'chasamta b'vsareinu v'al toroscha she'limeritanu, if you don't say it in the bracha of nodelecha, which is b'birkas ha'aretz, then you're not yotze birkas ha'mozah. So apparently there's a connection. We saw till now connection Torah Eretz Yisrael. And now there's a connection between what? Bris Milah, Torah, and Eretz Yisrael. And this connection between Bris Milah and Torah and Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot, many mahalchim that we could say to explain this connection. We'll just mention one mahalach now, based on the famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger. says in Shulchan Aruch on page 10, Hamol mevarach Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu al amila. Right, when you do a bris mila, you make the bracha Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu al amila. That's what the mohel makes that bracha. Then Abi Haben, the father, makes Veichatich Tzor Lul Priya, he makes Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu lachniso b'viso shel Avram Avinu. Right, so that's what the standard procedure at a bris is, that the mohel makes the first bracha and the Avi Haben makes lachniso. So says the Ramah, what if there the Avi Haben is not present? Jim Ein Avi Haben Eitzel Hamila. Yesh Misha Omer Sha'odam Achir Mevarach Bracha Zu. The Rebbezim Mitzuvim Lamulu. So someone else is going to make the bracha lachniso. So who makes it? So says the Ramah, V'nogim Shemisha Tofes Hanar Mevarach Bracha Zu. That the Ramah says the minig is that the sandak, if the father's not there, then the sandak makes the bracha of lachniso. Okay, so normally the father makes the bracha of lachniso. The father's not there. The minhag Ramah quotes from Rishonim that the sandig makes the bracha. So Rabbi Kiveger in the tshuva has the following: Al der das sheiloso biyosam shirotim lachniso b'risu shel Avram Avinu, Ravi Aviv yeh moel. So the rotsam rum maloso shavi Aviv yivarech lachniso. Misragdim lenegdo v'omrim da tofes atino yivarach lachniso g'dkosav hatur. So we have a yosom, so there's no father there. The father passed away, and the grandfather is at the bris, and the grandfather is the moel, so he's going to make the bracha al hamila. And the question is, who should make the bracha of what? Lachniso. Who should make the bracha of lachniso? So based on what we saw before in the Ramah, who should make the bracha of lachniso? The what? The sandak. But here, the grandfather wanted to make the bracha. The grandfather's the moyal, says, I'm the moyal anyway, I'm making the first bracha, let me make lachniso also. And the other said that it's not right. You're going against the Ramah. Misnagdim lenegdo, omni na tofis tino kivarach lachniso, because of a tour, v'arayvid v'haramah. So this was the question. Should we let the grandfather make the bracha of lachniso when the father's not there? Or should we follow the Ramah and have the sandak? So Rabbi Kiveger, we're not going to read the whole tshuva, but Rabbi Kiveger on page 12 says, you're right, normally we would give it, and there are other factors that I'm not going to get into here, that you can read the whole tshuva on your own. There are other factors. In ken yeshlom et zeh v'mol da alma, v'al vi haben, v'lo shaychus idyan habracha yosir mi'acher, tafami lo amrinan, mesugi dehechi deleka av, dechayv avi av lamulo, rak l'ini lamdo Torah, amrinan, came the kedushin. Finu mikra v'odatim l'vanecha l'vnei v'necha. He says that we don't find l'gabi bris milah that the grandfather has any more chiyuv than anyone else. In other words, the father has a chiyuv l'amul es b'no. If there's no father, then there's a chiyuv on the Besdin, on Klal Yisrael. We don't find that the grandfather really has an extra precedent l'gabi bris milah. But we do find that l'inyan l'lamdo Torah, that if the father can't teach him Torah, then there's a chiv on the grandfather to teach Torah to the son. So, l'gabe Talmud Torah, we find that the grandfather has more of a shaychus to the grandson than other people do. So now, Rabbi Kiveger, it's a little interesting how he's... he has other factors here, but he says there in the next arrow, Yosef Nira de b'emes mila v'torah shayachim lahadadi. Olos Ephraim is the Sefer Drush by the Kli Yoker. He has a Sefer Drush called Olos Ephraim. And he says, this is a famous piece, Rabbi Kiveger made this Olos Ephraim famous. Shemila chitzonis hisiba lemila pnimis, mi orlas halev. Shemo orlas levavo, az yechedre libo psuchim lehovin ulhaskil. That just like when you take the physical orla off the body, and you give the bris milah, so whatever spiritual impediments there are in the heart of the child, which would hinder his learning, now fall off as well. So not only does once the the physical orla goes off, then whatever impediments, spiritual impediments they may be, also fall off. And giving the bris milah makes him muchan to what? To learn to be mekabel Torah. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says, that we should give precedence to the brach of lachniso, to the grandfather, because since the milah is ma'afsher, the child to learn Torah, and the grandfather has a precedent, lagabe, learning Torah, so therefore he gets a certain precedent, lagabe bris milah, and therefore in this situation we should say that the grandfather makes the bracha lachniso, and the din of the Ramah only applies when someone else wants to make the bracha who's not the father, then we give precedence to the son to go with him. But if it's the grandfather, then the grandfather takes precedence. And hence, the bris milah is the kli that's ma'afsher, that takes away the impediments, takes away the stumbling blocks, whatever impediments there are for learning Torah. It gives you the ability to learn Torah, and hence, once you have the ability to learn Torah, so then Torah as an Eretz Yisrael, as the Arvei Nachal pointed out, go habaha together. Now we can understand as well the Gemara that Kol Sha'om Lo Amar Bris VeTorah in Birkas Haaretz Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavoso. So now we have a new Mahalach. That the idea is, because the way to get to Eretz Yisrael is through learning the Torah, as the Arvei Nachal explained the pasuk in Yeshua, and the way to learn the Torah is through what? Is through the Bris Milah, and hence all these three things together make this unified package, and that's what we see here. But I think the Yisod HaDvarim is that the Chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted, we always have to make sure that we still have that Chavivus. That we still have the chavivus towards Eretz Yisrael, or we still have the chavivus towards learning Torah. And even though it's now natural, because once Avraham Avinu did it, it becomes natural. But even if it's natural, sometimes natural things can wear away also. And you always have to try to get the geshmak out of your learning. And if you're not getting the geshmak, so that means that you have to see what's going wrong. Maybe you're learning too quickly, or maybe you're learning an area of Torah that you shouldn't be learning, or something like that. But every Jewish neshama, we believe, could get a geshmak in some area in learning, could get some nice hana from some area. That's just natural of the Jewish neshama, and that's what we have to learn. We have to learn with chavivus, and we have to be kone Eretz Yisrael with chavivus. So then all the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Torah is nikta b'Yisurim, Eretz Yisrael is nikta b'Yisurim, we're not going to feel those Yisurim, because the chavivus is going to outweigh all those Yisurim. And that's the secret to why every Jew throughout the generations has that love for Eretz Yisrael no matter what, because that chavivus was implanted in the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says how Eretz Asher Areka, I'm going to implant the excitement from the beginning. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to implant that excitement from the beginning, and that's going to overcome the Yisurim, and that's going to be the way we're going to kona Torah, and through the Bris Milah, and through the Torah, and through Eretz Yisrael, we zoche to the Hashras Hashchina from Erev Yomim.